Linda Tripp, same media that silenced me now glorifying fake whistleblowers. By Linda Tripp on October 24, 2019. Where is the courage? You sure won't find it within the resistance. In September of 2018, we were treated to a rather incongruous op-ed by Anonymous, published in, of all places, the venerable New York Times. It was ostensibly penned by a senior White House official, and that article has now morphed into a soon-to-be-released anonymous book being hyped by the news media. Absent the courage of one's convictions, the message is, at best, diluted. And above all, it should be questioned. The warning we are likely to glean from the book, ominously titled A Warning, is not the cautionary tale he or she intended. Rather, it is yet another cowardly episode in a series of blatant and dastardly attempts to take down a president, to ensure that any Trump voters left are dissuaded in time for 2020. If we don't pay close attention, they stand a good chance of succeeding. Those behind this effort of destruction know full well the non-impeachment inquiry will fail. It has been a farce from beginning to end, with not one vote cast for it to even go forward as required by that annoying little thing called the Constitution. A minor detail, as it appears. Knowing this, the resistance marches forward, aware that the repetitive and constant use of the word impeachment alone, particularly from the hallowed halls of Congress, will eventually color the minds of some. Just the way the Russian collusion onslaught did before. Yet despite this and other Herculean efforts, they know President Trump has a very good chance of winning re-election. They are now in overdrive. This anonymous poison pen writer is just one of them. The anonymous whistleblowers are, too. More will surface, for the resistance within the administration is real. You are now seeing, in living color, a manifestation of the sheer desperation of Washington's very real deep state. That they will stop at nothing should be evident. And nothing less than complete destruction of this president will do. I know a little something about writing a political expose. And, about whistleblowing. Except, my experience was diametrically opposed to that of any of the anonymous whistleblowers or to this coward called Anonymous. As a whistleblower, I was crucified. My credibility decimated. The mere thought of my exposing the Clintons for the corrupt operators they were meant I had to be destroyed. Hand in hand, the White House and the media ensured this end. It is quite a different story today. Today, these so-called whistleblowers are protected, shrouded in secrecy, revered for their courage. He was brought to the New York Times by a trusted intermediary. I had none of those, nor would any mainstream media outlet have touched me with a 10-foot pole. At the New York Times, however, he was welcomed with open arms. They threw their own protocol out the window when they eagerly respected his desire for autonomy so he could avoid reprisal and continue to work for the president he despises. And before anyone could question his motive, they handily dismissed not only the political motive but also the greed factor by saying his royalties would substantially be donated elsewhere. In one fell swoop, they absolved this writer from any nefarious motivation and, remarkably, and in a departure from their own publishing practices, printed his anonymous op-ed castigating the president. A year later, it's a book. I am reminded of my own experience. The contrast is stark. Because while it was all agenda-driven back then, as it is today, the agendas are what provide the context. We are faced with diametrically opposed ends of the same spectrum. There were far-reaching forces aligned against me 21 years ago. The liberal elites in the media made it their business to destroy me, all in a coordinated effort to victimize, and thus save, a truly corrupt president. There was no hand-holding for me. The intimidation factor, from not only the White House but from the press, was enormous. My credibility had to be decimated. They did that handily, and in so doing, ensured that anything I had to say about the corruption of the Clinton White House would be dismissed. The difference is staggering. Nearly 22 years ago, I was effectively silenced. My story has never been told. The Clintons went on to revered elder statesman status, untouchable as they have always been. That did not occur in a vacuum. The powers that be ensured my silence. Those same powers today will ensure now that any story at all castigating this president will be celebrated and advanced. Ponder that, as you take it all in. My experience in going up against a popular Democrat president bore no resemblance to what is going on today. Knowing I stood alone, I still desperately wanted to expose the real corruption of the Clinton White House. And I put everything on the line to do it. I paid a lifelong price, and yet, would do it again. That, my friends, is the courage of one's convictions, and I am proud of it. Further, and significantly, I was willing to do so under my own name. Never even considering hiding behind a protective cloak of anonymity. Beware the yellow-bellied sapsuckers among us, for they are legion. Then, the unthinkable happened. When he effortlessly mopped the floor in a field of 17 presidential hopefuls, they began to pay uneasy attention. Just like that, the deep state was born. And in unprecedented fashion, they sprang into action. This began at the top, with the Obama White House playing a pivotal part. As painful as that is to admit, and included our intelligence agencies. The Justice Department and the FBI, all long since proven to have played significant roles. Never in the history of our nation has anything remotely like this happened. When, despite all odds, he won and became president-elect, their insurance policy was activated. It is going on to this day. And none of this could have been effective without the eager complicity of a fraudulent and agenda-driven media. That the Fourth Estate has been bastardized was confirmed with the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times over a year ago. The piling on, the around-the-clock, virtually 100% negative coverage, the promise of evidence of Russian collusion. One salacious story after another, make it a wonder that this president is still standing, still doggedly doing his job. I know of no one else who could withstand this level of attack and survive intact. God help him.